Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing.
Conference tournament week is here. Big East gets going later on tonight. The Ivy League wipes out their conference tournaments. And Hofstra, for the first time since 2001, they're dancing. So let's welcome in our college hoops consigliere, the great Zach Braziller of the New York Post. Zach, my boy, wacky times indeed. How the hell are you?
Good. I'm hopefully we get to actually see an NCAA tournament, but I guess we'll find out in the days to come.
Well, let's start there, Zach. What would you say the chances are, if you had to handicap it, if I had to make you a betting man for a minute, that the NCAA tournament would be canceled or postponed in 2 weeks? What would you put the odds on that being?
Yeah, I don't see it being canceled. I think there's just too much money at stake, too much blowback. I think the two options are no fans or moving it back. Now, I can't imagine the problem with venues if they moved it back. And, you know, I mean, how long would they have to move it back? I can see the no fans thing, but then you're killing revenue, you're killing the money thing too. You know, I think it all depends on the pro leagues. I mean, I don't think the NCAA is going to do anything until the NBA or the NHL or Major League Baseball starts banning fans and canceling games. You know, I thought the Ivy League did today was ridiculous. You want to don't have fans then? That's fine. But to not have a tournament and then to still be sending teams to the NCAA tournament to me makes no sense.
I totally agree with that. The Ivy League, I'm all for the idea of protecting these players. But if you're going to send a school like Yale the NCAA tournament next week, explain the rationale then, Zach, of basically taking the conference tournament and canceling it. If you want to play that conference tournament, play it in front of nobody, play it in an empty gym. You don't want people in the building, more power to you. The idea of canceling it to me was absolutely absurd.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't send anyone to the NCAA tournament then, you know? Be extra safe. That's fine. Look, health is the most important thing. We all agree on that. But the MAC in Ohio is not having fans. The Big West is not having fans. Do that. That's fine. I have no problem with that. If the Big East tomorrow says no fans, it would stink. But I get it. But the Ivy League, and just like to me, it's ridiculous. Hopefully that somehow gets reversed and they decide to have. And it's two games. There are three games. It's not like you're talking about a 10 games. You know, terrible decision. Terrible.
All right, let's get to the actual product on the court. Let's start first with Hofstra. They have been, you know, the runner-up. They've been the Susan Lucci of this conference the last couple of years. They finally break through. They have a terrific second half. What a job by Joe Mihalik. You look at their senior players. They got some guys who could light up a scoreboard. Did you expect Hofstra to get this done on Tuesday night, Zach? Were you surprised? I thought they were in a world of trouble when they fell behind early because of their prior history in that conference tournament final game. But to rally the way that they did, I think it's rather telling.
Yeah, I thought they would win tonight. When they were down early, I was a little skeptical, but I thought at halftime they would win the game. that was what happened last year. They started terrible, and they were down 15 at the half. And now Northeastern was better last year, but they were down 15 and a half, and you just can't dig yourself a hole like that. They made a run, they got close, and then they couldn't get over the hump. But when they were able to kind of salvage that first half and only down 2 at the half, I thought they'd win the game. Now, with 10 minutes to go, they looked out of gas, but you know what? That's what seniors are for. You know, Pemberton hit a few huge shots, and then then Bowie the last 5 minutes couldn't miss. And, you know, you got to feel good for them. I mean, Bowie, this was his third conference title game. As a freshman, he saw them lose in overtime. Last year, they lost. And for them to get in, you just got to feel really good. There's not a better guy in this industry than Joe Mihalik. You know, it's look. They're going to be, if they hit threes, they could be a factor in the first round. Now they're probably not going to be more than a 14 seed, 13 at best. But they, if their threes are going, they could be trouble.
We got Zach Brazil of the New York Post. Okay, Zach, Big East tournament time. Obviously going to be a weird feel around the building with everything going on with the coronavirus. Do you expect this to be Seton Hall, Creighton, Villanova? Like, would you be surprised if one of those three is not celebrating a championship on Saturday?
No, I wouldn't be surprised because I don't think Creighton's getting out of the quarterfinals. You know, their star point guard, Boston Zegarowski, is not going to play in the tournament. He hurt his knee against Seton Hall, and now he's actually getting it. Goat tomorrow, so he's out for the Big East, and who knows about the NCAAs. So I think St. John's is going to win tomorrow, and I think they're going to beat Creighton in the quarters. Creighton is not the same team without Zegarowski. He makes them go. I like Providence to win the tournament. I think they've been terrific over the last month. I also think Seton Hall is going to get to the final. You know, they finished the regular season shaky, but they did lose to Villanova and Creighton, which is nothing to be ashamed of. Now, you know, Villanova, they've played well lately, but they should have lost to Georgetown. They got bailed out with a bogus goaltending call. They should have lost that Seton Hall game. They could have lost. I think Villanova is going to win their first game, but I think Seton Hall will beat them. I just think Seton Hall, the 5 days off will help them a lot. I think Powell will get back to being Powell. And I think a Friday night when you could have Seton Hall, Villanova, and St. John's Providence would be a great night. I'll tell you, St. John's fans have been waiting to get back to Friday night forever. I think they'll risk getting sick. I know we shouldn't joke about the virus, but I think St. John's fans would. You'll see a fair amount in that building if they can get the Friday night.
Listen, that's something we'd love to see. Seton Hall, St. John's, Villanova, and yeah, a team like Providence that has come out of nowhere and has now put themselves squarely in the NCAA tournament. That would be a good doubleheader of basketball, no question. Let's get to Seton Hall, though. Any concern? You mentioned the schedule. Villanova, Creighton, two of the best teams, not only in the Big East, two of the best teams in the country. Do the two losses, Zach, scare you at all about where they're at going into the NCAA tournament next week?
No, they don't. I want to see this team play well here at the Big East tournament. Now, they don't have to win the tournament, but you know, I want to see them play well against Marquette. You know, the bigger issue for me was they allowed, I believe it was 27 or 58 threes in those two games against Villanova and Creighton. Now, look, those are two really good shooting teams. But Seton Hall's strength is its defense. They are a very good shot block team. They're a very good perimeter defensive team. And they really struggled at that end. And look, there are extenuating circumstances here. Senior night, Villanova, you know, obviously Seton Hall go a little tight early because it was such a big night. And then you go to Creighton and you're in the game for 30, you know, about 35 minutes and you fall apart late. You know, it happens. I do think one thing that will really help Seton Hall is once they get into the NCAA tournament, Powell's going to be facing teams that haven't faced before. The Big East has been facing this kid for 4 years. They know all the things he likes to do. They know all his tendencies. You can only replicate that so much by watching film. I do think it will help Seton Hall once they get in the NCAA tournament because he will be new to teams and they will be able to, you know, kind of the teams will not be onto every action they do and every play. So I do think that will help. But yeah, I'd like to see Seton Hall play better this weekend. I think You know, I think Marquette's a great first-round matchup. Marquette is completely fading. Their defense has been woeful. I think Seton Hall gets through that game, then we get another game against Villanova, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, Seton Hall outplayed them badly the first night, beat them in Philly, and they lost in the second meeting. So we'll see what happens this week.
Zach, we talked about how the ACC is a four-horse race. Duke, Florida State, Virginia, and Louisville. But North Carolina smokes Virginia Tech. I think they have a very favorable matchup later on tonight against my alma mater, Syracuse. Are you buying the idea that North Carolina with Cole Anthony and Roy Williams are about to have a little bit of fun down in Greensboro?
Yeah, I could see them getting to the semifinals. I don't know if they get further. I mean, you know, they won tonight. They got to beat Syracuse. Then they got to win another game to get to the semis. I think the semis is probably as far as they can go. I just think they'll just be out of gas, and they'll be facing a good team, but a very good team. But yeah, I like them tonight. I think they'll beat Syracuse, and I give them a good shot to then get to the semis. I mean, but I think we're at five games in 5 days is probably asking a little too much.
Big Ten tournament expectations for Rutgers. They're matching up with Michigan. They lost twice to them in the regular season. Third time going to be the charm.
I don't know. I think Michigan matches up well with Rutgers. I really do. I mean, they beat them. They're the only team that beat them at the rack. I know Michigan's kind of been spotty lately. They've been a little up and down. I love the draw for Seton Hall, and I really don't like it for Rutgers. You know, let's say they get past Michigan, then they get Wisconsin, and, you know, I think it's a tough draw, but you know what? That's why that win over Purdue was so big, because I think they're now in no matter what, and I don't think they're going to Dayton. So I think they're probably looking at a 10 seed, but I think they're safely in, which is, you know, it's a great story. I mean, yeah, that's the thing about this year with the tournament. We talked about coronavirus. You got Seton Hall going to be like a 3 seed probably, Rutgers in, Hofstra in. Who knows, you know, we'll see what happens with the MAC, with St. Peter's and Iona and Manhattan. You know, there's so many good storylines. You just got to hope that somehow this virus slows down or goes away and we can have March as ended.
Can't disagree with that, my friend. When we're sitting here Sunday talking about a bracket, who are the four number one seeds?
I don't think there's any question. Kansas, Baylor, Gonzaga with it, you know, winning tonight, and Dayton, as long as Dayton wins the A-10 tournament. I don't think there's any question about it. You know, look, San Diego State has two losses to two, you know, I know Utah State's a good team, but obviously not a great team. And they've struggled of late. I cannot see them, San Diego State, getting a one seed. And for them, it's probably not the worst thing in the world, because they'll probably end up with a two out west. I'd rather be a two out west than be a one in the east anyway. I think those are the four. I guess if Dayton lost, you could maybe make a case for a Florida State if they won the AC, or maybe even Villanova if they won the Big East. But I think that's probably, you know, I don't think Dayton's going to lose. I think those are the four number ones.
Zach Brazier of the New York Post. Zach, I know it's weird when we're a week out from the NCAA tournament or less than that, and the coronavirus is taking up, you know, a good amount of our time. But wacky times indeed. Stay safe, my friend. Who knows what the next couple weeks are going to bring us. And hopefully you're not watching games in a week from now in front of nobody.
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, I haven't even looked at brackets the last few days. I've been more focused on, are there fans going to be in the stands, you know? But look, hopefully we go on as planned. I think the Big East could be really fun this week, especially because I really think St. John's has a chance to win a game or two here and maybe give their fans some excitement. Seton Hall, I think, is going to play well this week. And, you know, who knows, maybe Rutgers makes a run. So hopefully enjoy Vegas and stay safe, all right?
Yeah, we'll see if we decide to make the track, Zach. Appreciate a couple minutes. We'll chat soon, all right?
All right, buddy.
There you have it, Zach Brazier of the New York Post. It's wacky times, folks. You might be looking at NCAA tournament games with nobody there. You might be looking at NBA games as soon as Thursday with nobody there. The Ivy League, though, canceling their conference tournament. Listen, I'm all for safety. I'm all for doing what is necessary. The idea of canceling the tournament to me was above and beyond.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.